Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey family, I'm glad to be back in your ear with great content for empowerment. Glad to have another session with you. Come on in the room. Come on in the room and put your headset in, or if you're driving, wherever you are, give some focus to this conversation, because I really believe that the core and the underlying messages behind it are really going to be beneficial to your development, your progression in life. So in the previous session, we talked about the how in the corporate world we use this activity called the start, stop, continue. And with start, stop, continue, we identify the things that we want to start, the things that we want to stop, and then the things that we want to continue. And the underlying goal behind that is to find ways to be more productive as it relates to our goals. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to take that out of the corporate setting, bring it to the personal setting for our own individual development as it relates to our lives, our goals and ambitions. But I changed the order. It's typically start, stop, continue, but I explained in the previous one how in this particular essence or usage of it as it relates to personal development, we want to not just identify what we want to start first. We want to identify or begin with what we want to stop. And I explained that the reason why I wanted to do that, because typically we're so quick to look at what we can do in terms of starting projects and goals that we can start doing. But we haven't really given ourselves the appropriate plumb line to make that decision on whether what we're attempting to start or desiring to start is really going to be beneficial to us. Is it a filler? Is it just taking up time and space? Or is it really something that speaks to the core values? And that's what we talked about, the core values. And I want to put up on my website, and also if you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to start putting up some posts as it relates to core values to kind of help you identify. And you can follow me on Instagram at empowerment_sessions. Or you can follow me at I am Philip Suber. But I want to start creating some content and some posts around core values, because that's an important part of our lives that is often overlooked. When we thought about the COVID pandemic, you know, one of the things that, and I believe I referred to this in one of the earlier podcasts that I started, or the earlier sessions, was that, you know, it was a time to reconnect to the things that are most important to us, the things that are most significant to our lives, because it is typical for us to get caught up in the business and the day-to-day of demands and society demands and family demands, that we forget the things that are important. And I don't mean just relationally, but I mean even as it relates to our own selves, self-care and getting the appropriate rest and making sure that we're in a healthy place mentally and spiritually. And we forget to invest in ourselves because the pull of everything else seems to be stronger and seems to be greater. So we talked about core values. So today I want to continue this, and I want to talk about the first step in this equation, and that is to stop. I think it's important that we understand that before we start anything, it is ideal to stop, to identify the things that we must stop. And the reason why, I've got some notes here. So the reason why we want to identify the stopping points first is because the stopping point enables us to create or take back the capacity that we've given to other things that are not conducive to our core values. It allows us to create room for growth, room for expansion, but also it allows us to look at our capacity and see how can we be more efficient. Because sometimes the answer is not in the things that we can start, Sometimes the answer is in the things that we can stop, right? Because we may be overdoing it in areas that we don't need to overdo it. We're overcompensating in areas and we simply need to stop, or we need to draw back, or we need to appropriately proportion the time and the energy and effort that we're giving to certain activities that aren't necessarily beneficial as it relates to our core values, so that we can have room. Capacity is a huge word, especially when it comes to the balancing game of life. And sometimes balancing doesn't mean that you're holding all things at once. My pastor says that you have to appropriate timing. So it's kind of like you're juggling something. You're juggling various things, but when it's in your hand, it's in your hand, right? And I may not come back to that again after I let go of it until 3 days later or another week, but when it's in my hand, it's in my hand. And because I free up the capacity of my hands, I enable myself to fully grasp what's in my hand. And I hope that doesn't sound like, you know, very complex, but it's basically saying, today my focus is X, Y, and Z. Tomorrow my focus may be A, B, and C. But today I can put my time and energy in an efficient and qualitative way to be productive in X, Y, and Z. And then tomorrow, X, Y, and Z are not my concern because I've given my time to that on yesterday, or on today rather. And so the next day, I'm doing A, B, and C. When I'm doing A, B, and C, I'm committed, I'm engaged, I'm focused on A, B, and C. And so sometimes that is the thing with stopping and helping you become more balanced, is that maybe I've given too much. I've stretched X, Y, and Z over so much time that it's taken away my effectiveness as it relates to the other areas and other dimensions of who I am. And so I've been overcompensating in this area and I've been underperforming in this area. So how can I balance that? It doesn't mean necessarily to stop. Maybe I need to, doesn't necessarily mean that I need to start, but it means I need to stop overcompensating. So identify the stops in your life. Identify those stop signs in your life. So here's something. What is it that you typically, you bump to the next day, or you push aside? These are stop signs that it's important for us to consider. What are the things that are important, but because we've pushed them so many times, they have become urgent? That's a stop sign. That's a red flag. That's something we need to stop. That means that we need to prioritize things, and then we need to follow through with them, right? So my stopping is, I need to stop procrastinating and I need to stop pushing things aside and maybe have more accountability to those tasks, to those goals, to those projects, so that what's important doesn't become urgent. Here's another one. What's run its course? Maybe when you started doing it, it was great, but now it's just a filler. It's not fulfilling the purpose in which you originally started doing it. No longer serves its purpose. It's something that I need to stop doing. It's not efficient anymore. It's not beneficial to me. It's a time filler and it's not purposeful. But maybe when I started, I thought it would be a good idea. And I said, well, let me try doing this. And trying to do this, you know, after about 3 months, 2 months, 2 weeks or something like that, whatever time frame you've given it, I can decide whether or not this is going to be beneficial to my goals. And maybe it's not beneficial to your goals, but you just kept doing it out of habit. That's a stopping point. That's a stop sign. What distracts you from your core objectives? You know, I think about a speech I heard Steve Jobs making in his presentation to the team at Apple. And one of the questions that came up was in reference to a project that they were doing, but, you know, the company called the quits on it. And Steve Jobs made a remark similar to this. He would say that we did a lot of things that were great. They were great projects and they all had their place and their value and their bit of significance. But I found it more efficient and more productive for us as a company to narrow our focus on the things that are really going to bring us change, the things that are going to help us define who we are as a company. And when Apple began to narrow their focus on those things, then they really begin to expand in their influence. They really begin to prosper and their market share begin to increase. And so they begin to be noted, not for a million different things, but for certain things in which they were able to put their individual stamp on, and it was able to make a very significant contribution in terms of society today. I'm recording on my iPhone. I have my iPad. Like, we have these iconic figures that no other place, no other company has, because they decided to sharpen their focus. What's the difference between an iPad and a tablet? What's the difference between an iPhone and a phone? It has its distinct characteristics because they were able to narrow their focus on the things that will bring about the greatest distinction in who they are and that would give them the advantage over their competition and their competitors, right? So what is it in your life that maybe it's good while you were doing it, maybe gave you a little bit of results, but what is it that you could contribute or that you can narrow your focus to that's going to give you the distinction, that's going to give you the edge? And all these other things, although they're good, they're just not adding to the core values of who you are, your branding, your business, what you want to be and what your personal brand is and what you wanted to speak, what your legacy is going to speak. All these other things, they may be good, they may be great, and they bring a certain amount of rewards or return of investment, but not towards the ultimate goal or the ultimate core values that you outlined previously. Those things are what we're building our lives on, those core values. Is it contributing to what your family will speak of you? Is it contributing to the qualitative relationships in your life? Is it contributing to the integrity and the stamina that you have to endure throughout the ages and persevere and to conquer and to win? Is it contributing to those factors? What consumes more of your time? What causes an inordinate amount of stress? What is it that's stripping you of your energy, that's wrestling with you in terms of your drive and your ambition, because doing it is not giving you the return that it needs because it's so stressful? Can we simplify it? Can we find another way to accomplish a task that doesn't become so much of a burden? All these are stopping signs of things that we can look at our lives and say, is it worth it? Should I discontinue this? Again, because the start always starts with a stop. The start always starts with a stop. So then another one is, what we stop helps us make room for worthy pursuits. So it's important. Now, I gave you homework in terms of defining core values. And I told you I started with a list, I think about 80, and I start narrowing it down. And I want to reiterate to you, if I haven't enough, that this is not a one-time task. This is not a one-time experience. This is something that you should continue at whatever cadence in which you choose. So if you want to do this every year, if you want to do this every quarter, if you want to do it, you know, however, every month, at the end of every month, just kind of reanalyze however many times that you needed to refocus and to reaffirm your focus and reaffirm your core values so that you take control of your life and your development and you begin to see your life going in the direction in which you desire it to be and not being taken into other directions by other entities because you haven't or we haven't taken control of our lives. Whatever cadence is going to work for you, you always want to make sure you realign with your core values, the things that speak volumes to you, the things that are more embedded in your heart, the things that speak of who you are as a person, as an individual. And then you want to look and you want to see, what stop signs in my life have I ignored, or do I need to acknowledge the things that I need to discontinue, the things that aren't working for me, the things that aren't contributing to me, the things that are stealing my time, the things that are stealing my energy? What are those things that are not contributing to the values that I've set? And let's bring a stop to those things. Because remember that this is not to say anything negative about anything. It's about going in the direction that you want to go. And so when you bring an end to those things, you create the capacity. You enable, you free yourself up to be more efficient, right? When you talk about the things that bring an inordinate amount of stress or extra stress in your life, that's not warranted, that's not necessary, then now you free up. These stopping points are going to contribute to the betterment of your mental capacity, of your spiritual capacity, of your health. Because when you think about these, what are the foods that I'm eating? What are the habits that I frequently engage in that just aren't conducive? Maybe they're fun. Maybe they make me feel good temporarily, but you know, they're just fillers, but they're not really dealing with my true happiness or my true joy or my true contentment, or not bringing me or in agreement with the authenticity of who I am as a person, as an individual. What is it that I use to sugarcoat or to hide the issues that I really need to deal with? And again, this is not something that I'm just thinking out of air. This is something I myself am going through, and I find it powerful enough to share. So line up with your core values, and then don't forget to identify the stop signs in your life. All right. I hope that this has really been enriching and powerful and very helpful to you in your journey of life. Because every day is a gift. And sometimes we don't realize it until we get older and we look back and we see in retrospect how time flies by. And we think back and we see that, man, all these things, if I had been a little bit more proactive now or then as I am now, I would have been so much further. You know, the Bible says that wisdom speaks in the busy areas of life and says, hey, cries out, hey, you simple-minded, how long will you keep doing the things that you're doing? And it makes me realize that sometimes the foolish things that we do are some of the things that keep us busy. And wisdom says, come back and take a look, step out of the busyness and look at what you're doing. Look at the path that you're creating. Look at the results of the decisions. And then decide, does it agree with who I am? Does it agree with where I want to be? Does it agree with the potential, the possibility, the calling, the purpose, and the destiny that God has for me? Does it agree with that? And if it doesn't, then let's not ignore the stop signs. Let's put a stop to them. All right. This is Philip Suber with your Empowerment Sessions. Thank you for joining, whether you're watching my YouTube channel, whether you are listening via podcast, or even if you're just following me on Instagram. Hey, thank you for allowing me to speak life, speak empowerment to who you are as a person, as an individual, as someone who has meaning and significance in this world. Live your life. I'll see you next time. All right. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Suber. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.